Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Have you ever experienced that when you wake up and it's overcast, rainy, snowing, hailing, or whatever it is, your mood or mindset changes? That is so incredible. I mean, I'm talking about mindset. It's all about mindset today. And that has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. Because did you know that the mindset has more power over us than we can imagine? So we need to be in charge of our mindset. So this morning, I woke up early to read a chapter in an amazing book that allows my mind to grow. It's called Church Boy to Millionaire, How to Find Personal Freedom and Liberate Your Millionaire Mindset for Massive Impact. And the book was written by Doug Wood. I actually attended his book tour in our area last week, and now I'm off to a journey of growing and working on my mindset for an amazing present, looking into an even better future, leaving the past in the past. And I will read at the end, I will read a couple of things just to make sure I give you all the information that I want to share. But I first want to go through everything I have to say. So while I was reading, I was focused on the message. Once I finished the chapter and put the book down, getting ready to get up, I realized it was raining. I mean, literally, instantly, my body started shivering, and I went under covers to keep warm. Was it cold in the house? It was 70 degrees, because I checked when I got up. That's not really that cold. So then why was I cold? It was all in the mindset. It's dark, cloudy, gray, and rainy outside. It must be cold. Well, let me ask myself that question. Is that a true statement or is it a false statement? And that's what we need to do. We need to ask ourselves, whenever we have some things going on like that, we need to ask ourselves, is this really true or is this false? Because then, only then can we make the right decision. So our mindset influences us on how we feel, think, act, react. And we have to question ourselves whether it is true or false, what we are thinking. We are in charge of our mindset, thoughts, and actions. Remember, I spoke earlier about the Stop Challenge Choose. And while I apply that so often, it's unbelievable because it is such a powerful, or those are three powerful words with incredible, powerful meaning. So to stop again, when you come up with that thought, when I came up with it, why was I cold? Why do I want to go and cover in bed and cuddle with my blanket and stuff like that? And I go, stop and take a deep breath. A slow breath to help bring my emotions under control. Wow. And then I challenged myself by thinking about why I was feeling or acting the way I did. And I asked, is this really true? Is it really cold? Or am I just perceiving it as such? And it's in reality, in truth, it is not. And then I got to make a choice. So I choose the behavior that supports what I really want. And I got out of bed and I started the day and I'm having a fabulous day. And that's what I want for you. So always remember, stop, challenge, choose, and make the best out of it. So what I am actually referring to is with our mindset. When we're sick, or doubt, or have lack of trust, that affects us negatively. and we are getting sick because negativity makes you sick. However, when we know that our mindset is true, happy, healthy, active, that is positive. That means we are moving forward. We are doing things that are good for us. And that is so totally awesome. We can change our mindset by choosing what's best for us, not making ourselves taking ourselves too seriously, not worrying and getting sick, not believing everything we hear, though being in charge, where we'll be happy, healthy, and blessed abundantly. And so now I want to read a quick story by Lauren Halperin, and it's called The Power of the Present. Recently, I was hospitalized for a whole month. During that time, I kept thinking of the what ifs and the whys of how I was when I was healthy and about what would be. I truly gave very little thought to the time that I had at that very moment. The dash between the time I was injured to the time I would leave the hospital became less significant to me. That is, until a nurse reminded me that the most important time you have right now is this moment. Going over the past would not heal me. And anticipating the future would not heal me. The present moment, the dash in between, is the most important time of a person's life. And then I remembered the book I purchased called The Dash and asked my husband to bring it to me from home. I read it over and over again and realized that I needed to worry about the time in between my dash. Looking back at that month, I learned a lot, even though I was suffering and in pain, not knowing what my future would bring. My mom, S.L. Glazer, passed in 2005, and she was born in 1935. While her tombstone lists those dates, there was so much more to her. The dash in between was about a very warm, loving mother who was there for me when I needed her. It was about her life and how she lived in the present moment. That is what I learned from the dash. And I shared with my friends and family in the groups I run for healing circles. It is truly wonderful and has taught me a lot about myself and how I live in my life now. Celebrate the happiness that friends are always giving. Make every day a holiday and celebrate just living. Amanda Bradley. So you heard me say The Dash, and that's the book or the poem written by Linda Ellis. And she has a few books out that have different little stories in there, a collaboration with other authors. And this came from there. Pretty awesome poem because it refers to the dash. So really, nothing that we do with the date of birth and the date of death matters. But the dash in between how we lived, the legacy we leave behind, how we taught our younger generation to live in the present. Because you probably know this saying, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift from God. That's why it's called the present. That's the only time we have control over the present. The way we act, react, think, what we do, all those things, they're only valid in the present tense. And so let's live fully in the present. Change our mindset to a positive one, strong one, one that keeps us happy and healthy and abundantly blessed instead of getting sick because all we do is worry and think about negative things. No, let's leave those in the past. We can't change them anymore. The past is gone. the future isn't here yet, so we can't really do much for it. But we can live very positively, very strong mindset, very powerful people. We can be in the present tense and work towards a better future. So that's actually what I wanted to share for today. I want to offer you a free gift, which is a 30-minute free health assessment. So if you want to take advantage of that, either email me at dythomson@gmail.com and put in the subject line Blog Talk Radio or today's date or a free health assessment, something that makes me realize it's in reference to this episode. Or you can text me at 562-335-4956 or leave me a voicemail. I do not answer the phone unless I have a scheduled call and I know who's calling. But I will return your call within 24 to 48 hours when you leave me a message with your name and phone number and what you would like to talk about or what you would like me to take a stand for. So also, if you would like to be on the show with me, let me know. And I would love to see if we can connect and host you and promote you and do something fun. So having said all that, I wish you a most wonderful Thursday, May 16, 2019. It is a beautiful day because now the sun is coming out and there are just a few minor clouds left. So it is gorgeous. The rain has stopped for right now, and we needed it desperately. So it's all good. So instead of just jumping to conclusions, let's do something for ourselves. Let's take a deep breath. And I normally say, breathe in through your nose to the count of four, and then hold your breath to the count of seven to accumulate all the negative thoughts, the toxins, and everything in your body you don't want. And then sharply exhale through your mouth to the count of eight. And we can do that as a positive thing. And we can even think to ourselves when we inhale and say, think to ourselves, I am. And then we're holding it. And then when we exhale, we can say, loved, or I am courageous. Or I am worth it, or I am enough. These are all things to help us. There are a lot of most amazing little videos on the Insight Timer, and it's an application for your cell phone or your computer that you can download for free. And so you can sit down and follow what they need, and you can choose what you want, if it's for attitude or if it's for health or if it's for whatever it is, it's there. And I would say you can do that just breathing every hour two or three times with a deep belly dip breath. That's the way the babies breathe when they're born, and they breathe correctly all the time. We as adults learn in the meantime to breathe and suck up the air, up our chest, raise it and lower it, which is incorrect because it doesn't use our diaphragm to regulate our breath. So anyway, that's a load of information there, and I really, really hope you get to use some of it. Make the best out of it. Have a most wonderful day, and I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.